How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
We now return to the Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.
On the Mike Calta Show, it's 102.5 The Bone. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025 this morning. We got a lot of things happening. We're giving away front row tickets to see Slash at the Bay Care Sound this weekend. We've also got Steve Byrne coming by. Sal Volcano is going to join us on the show. Right now it is time to check in with Galvin. He's got this morning's news.
And now, news with Galvin on the Mike Calta Show.
What do we have in news today, Galvin?
Today's news is brought to you by our friends over at Pelt Shoes. Don't forget, you can stop in there, get the perfect fit. They have the 3D foot scan that gives you an exact measurement, and it's back to school time, so the kids need some new kicks for school. Stop in there and get whether they need athletic shoes or some dress shoes, uniform shoes, whatever they need. They have all the different styles and brands right there at Pelt. They have 6 locations throughout Pinellas, Sarasota, and Fort Myers, and don't forget, tax-free goes through till Sunday, so you got that happening, so you can save some money. Stop into a Pelt. Make sure you tell them Galvin from the Mike Calta Show.
I found out kids go back to school on Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about that?
I'm very excited for my daughter who starts middle school on Monday. She has to change classes and go to different buildings.
So middle school is sixth grade or fifth grade?
She goes into, why are you going to put me on the spot? Sixth grade.
Okay.
Sixth grade.
Because we called that junior high.
Yeah,
That's what we call it.
I guess, yeah, yeah.
I think it's depending on what part of the country.
Yeah.
We didn't have a junior high. We went straight first grade to eighth grade in one school, and then you went to high school. That's how it was where I grew up.
We had elementary school, which was kindergarten, then elementary school, first through fifth. Then junior high was sixth through eighth, and then high school was freshman to.
Is that a Catholic school thing, the first through eighth? Because that's how mine was.
I don't know, because Joey went first through eighth at one school. He went to Imagine, and they're a charter school, and they're not even a private school, and he went first through eighth grade there. We're just moving Juliana because the school that she's going to is right next to the high school, so when she gets into high school, she'll know more people.
That's awesome.
You know what I mean? Yeah,
yeah.
It's a smart move that I had nothing to do with it. The thought process did not even enter my mind. Because Joey went to high school not really knowing anybody there, but obviously it was easy for him. But with Juliana, she'll go in now with most of the kids from that school. We'll go to that high school. So, yeah, that'll be cool. I don't not want to think about that kid in high school at all.
Sorry, Michael.
It'll be here before you know it.
It bugs me. We'll have no half and half by the time that.
Oh, none. There won't be any left. I'm sorry.
If you missed it this morning, Spanish is stealing the half and half from my house.
Stealing.
Yeah. Did you use it?
I did, but
did you use
it
too
was
much of it?
Okay.
Did you finish it?
It was okay.
Did you replace it?
I did not.
Let me ask you this question.
Oh, man.
If you borrowed my car and I had a half a tank left.
Yes, I would have filled it up with gas before I dropped
it
off.
I don't think you would
have. I have
done it. Not based on how you used the half and half.
You let me use your Mercedes back when this was like I was 3 years into the job. And
right.
I filled it up full to the brim.
So you're saying over time you've lost your manners.
I didn't use more
than. That was a different Spanish back then.
Yeah. And you're saying he's been here long enough where he doesn't need to get the half and half.
You weren't sad and weird back then. Well, you were weird.
I will personally milk a cow and get you the
only
half
of it. That's only half of it.
Now you're just doing it to spite.
Yeah, now you're making jokes.
Make sure when you milk it that it's a cow.
Yeah.
All right. Deal.
Because otherwise.
There's a lot of problems.
Yeah.
Although you could still run for office. Yeah. Something
else.
So this will be interesting. Donald Trump and Kamala Harris are set to debate on ABC on September 10th after the former president said Thursday that he agreed to a face-off along with two others next month. ABC News will host qualifying presidential candidates to debate on September 10th.
Still no RFK?
On ABC? No, it doesn't look like it. I think you have to be polling at a certain amount.
I remember them saying he was overqualified to be in the last debate.
Yeah, that was their excuse.
Is that what he said?
No, that's what they were asking
him.
Yeah,
that was pretty good.
They were like, "Why aren't you in the debate? You've more than met the requirements to be in the debate." And he was like, "I don't know."
Now they're saying he's weird because he was dumping dead bears in Central Park.
It was a prank,
which is such a weird story.
So you know what's so weird is that I shot a boar one time, a wild boar, 300 pounds. It was tremendous. And a guy came out and cut it up like a butcher, cut all the meat out of it. And then we had the boar's carcass left that we had to get rid of, 200 pounds of boar. What do you do with it? Were you with us?
I was.
Oh, yeah. So then
I won't say anything.
Yeah. What do you do with it?
I would imagine you leave it out somewhere.
It'll rot out there. Yeah, okay. But you can't leave it on the land that you're at because it'll just rot out there and it'll smell. And then the other animals smell it. So you can't do that. That wasn't an option.
Oh, yeah. Because I was going to say, take it somewhere else and leave it for other animals to pick through and stuff.
That's what we did.
Oh, okay.
How do you move a 200-pound carcass?
Get a big tarp. And if you have a pickup truck, I guess.
I shot this thing and killed it instantly. Mm. Okay. So it wasn't, we didn't torture it or anything. Then a hunter dressed it down. And then the carcass that was there, we didn't have a pickup truck. Mm. All we had at the time was my Hummer. So we tied a chain around it and dragged it out. Mm. And we dragged it through dirt and all that stuff and then got it to a different area and then just put it on the side of the road. But I just thought, who is the person that sees this the next day? And it just looked like a big hog was just sitting on the side of the road or wherever we left it. We just didn't know what to do. We were perplexed and we were scared.
I remember when we were doing that, as soon as we left it, it was minutes before vultures started showing up.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah, they're ready to go. But did you hear the whole RFK thing with the bear? What happened that somebody hit a bear and then he got the bear because he was have the bear meat and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then he had it in his car and then he had to go to a meeting and do this. And then he said it got to the point where he wasn't able to take the bear out and do stuff. So then he pulled a prank and put the bear in the bike lanes because people were getting hit on bikes and stuff.
It sounds like the guy,
what are you talking about?
It sounds like a guy who didn't know he was going to run for president one day.
And then it became like a big story on the news. Yeah. They all this footage of the news, the mystery bear in Central Park,
which is a great prank. he didn't hurt the bear intentionally, it's whatever you do with the dead body. It's not like
he didn't hit the bear. Yeah. The bear was already dead and all that, but it's just, I don't know, just the whole thing of, hey, free bear, and go and get a bear free and bear. Put it in, I don't know.
It doesn't help. It just makes him look more weird.
Right, yeah.
Because there was another story before this, wasn't there?
Aaron Rodgers and just
the worms in his brain.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there was another animal story with him, I thought. But anyway, I don't think that, I'm not pushing for RFK, but I don't think that's a big deal about anything.
So Vice President Harris and former President Trump have both confirmed they will attend the ABC debate, the network said in a statement. Speaking in a news conference at Mar-a-Lago here in Florida, Trump said that he was, quote, looking forward to debating the vice president and that he had agreed to upcoming dates with Fox News, ABC, and NBC.
I do not like anything about J.D. Vance. There's nothing likable about him, from the guy liner down to his mysterious weight loss to him just being a snarky a-hole. I don't like him at all.
Yeah.
Not saying it's changing my vote for anything. I just don't like him.
D.C. yesterday, he walked up to the plane. He was like, I guess it's going to be my plane in a couple months.
That's the thing that kind of bugs me.
It's I don't know. I feel like the little petty stuff like that is just a bad look.
It's that arrogance that is not. You're going to be the biggest public servant or the second biggest public servant. Have some grace about you. Yeah. You know, I don't know.
I'm enjoying it because now I am watching in real time. Because when I grew up thinking all these people were cream of the crop, the smartest, the best the country had to offer.
Clearly they're the best,
And now that I'm an adult and I'm watching all them do this, now it lets me know, these people are just as dumb as the average person.
It's the machine, dude.
Yeah.
You know what's funny, though, is that I'm thinking this to myself right now. J.D. Vance walked up and he was like, oh, I just want to see what my future plane's going to look like. And I'm like, what an arrogant jerk off. If Trump would have did that, I would have been like, he's brilliant. I don't know why. Yeah. It's just something about Trump that does those things.
The delivery.
J.D. Vance, he doesn't have that bravado to that. It seems so contrived. Where Trump, it's right in his wheelhouse.
It's charming.
But it also seems like J.D. Vance is trying to borrow that from Trump. Right. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, he's trying to, DeSantis did for a while. He was like, let me do some of this.
Like, I feel Trump, if he did that, would be completely off the cuff, on the fly, where J.D. Vance probably planned that for 2 days.
Yep. Yep. Right. Yeah. When I go up to the plane, this is what I'm going to say, like Fatty did with the...
Then he started with... why won't she ask any questions? And then somebody was like, somebody in our party was pretty smart. They're like, well, I'm going to wait for her and see why she won't answer any questions. And then somebody finally goes, what is it you want to know? Yeah. I just don't find him to be likable at all. And unfortunately, in the way people vote in this country is likability. And I don't find him likable at all. I don't feel like he was a good choice. I don't feel like he brings anything to the table. I just don't like him. And not to mention the fact that if you're a big Trump fan, you know that he was so anti-Trump. It's hard to like him. I don't understand. But I don't understand her choice either. She had the opportunity to pick Shapiro, who everybody seemed to like. You got a Jew in there. You got a guy from Pennsylvania in a swing state. It would have been a smarter move.
There had to be something in the vetting that they found.
Absolutely.
I don't know if it's necessarily...
We don't want to have to deal with this.
I don't know if it's necessarily in the vetting or if it's in the what they're bringing, electoral-wise to the thing. But still, Pennsylvania would have been a smarter choice. I don't know. I don't get it. But here's one thing I just want to reiterate. I'm an average American citizen with... a large reach. I'm not telling you who to vote for. And I'm saying this now for the 9,000th time. I'm not telling you to vote for. I don't believe that I have any superior intelligence to anybody else. I'm just talking it out like you guys should be talking it out with your family or your friends or wherever you do. We're just doing it with each other and you guys are listening to it. Don't listen to me. I'm telling you, I'm going to vote for my reasons and my person I think is the best, and you do the same thing. That's the only thing I could ever tell anybody.
Whatever, libtard.
Thank you.
I would say pay more attention to the state and local races instead.
Yes. It's going to affect you way more.
That's the stuff that's going to affect you immediately. Yeah. All this petty presidential stuff is just garbage.
Yeah, whoever's going to be in there is going to do the same thing anyway.
And as we're seeing, as the beauty of us watching these politicians just crumble before us, now we definitely know that the presidents and all these people, they don't really run anything. They'll change a couple laws here and there, but the people that are in control are far above them.
I used to think I can never run for any office because I've had this job for so long, and somebody's going to be like, well, I believe there was a point where a woman tied fishing line to her clitoral piercing and then was a human crane game and picked up things in the studio, and I'm going to have to be like, I'm sorry, Your Honor, that is true. I therefore have to bow out of the race. But now I feel like nobody cares about that stuff.
No.
And I feel like I never grabbed a woman by the pee unless she asked for it. So, literally asked for it, not she was asking for it.
By the way, with that, whenever they say that to you, you just go, that was Galvin's idea.
That was Galvin's idea. Yeah, 100%.
And also, we all have skeletons in our closet. So if you're gonna point out somebody's, be prepared for yours to get brought out.
Well, all right, Carmen, let's talk about it. What's the one that you hide the most?
Me?
Her wiener.
By
the way, speaking of skeletons in the closet, we'll get to that here in just a minute.
Yeah.
Former President Donald Trump on Thursday repeatedly deemed opponent Vice President Kamala Harris, calling her barely competent, and made a string of false claims about her new running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, saying, quote, he has positions that's not even possible to believe they exist. He's going for things that nobody's even heard of, heavy into transgender world, heavy into lots of different worlds, Trump told reporters. I don't know what any of that means.
None of that means anything.
No. Over an hour, the former president fielded a variety of questions and swerved into familiar talking points, from criticizing Democrats over immigration and the economy to rant accusing the party of conspiring against President Joe Biden. He insisted that his campaign strategy is unchanged now that Harris is his opponent, and said that he preferred running against her, at one point speculating that the performance with the white male voters would, quote, go through the roof.
Oof.
Yeah.
I am so looking forward to the debate, though.
Yeah,
I think that'll be fantastic.
So supporters of Donald Trump have allegedly started spreading a false rumor about Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
Well, I mean, let's not put it on Trump's people. The rumor's out there.
The rumor is out there. Well, I can tell you that Donald Jr. Had a retweet about it, about Tim Walz consuming horse semen and went to the hospital. Many people are curious about the horse story involving the governor. This rumor, which has been circulating among certain political groups, has sparked widespread interest and speculation. The story appears to be retaliatory attempt against to discredit Walz. Here is, by the way, Donald Trump Jr. retweeted this. Got Milk with a picture of Walls. Awesome. Yeah, and a horse behind him.
You know what this is? This is because the couch thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Like,
they're so pissed off that the couch has become a thing that they're just throwing anything at the wall. That's how petty both of these parties are right now.
I don't know who started it, but it is such a simple thing.
You're weird.
Yeah. Like, yeah. That's such a simple thing, and so it just caught on.
Walls was the first person that I saw that started doing that on CNN, saying the weird thing, and then now, like, they hate that. Now they're both calling. I noticed on Fox News, I watch Fox News every night, now they're talking heads are saying weird all the time. Yeah. Like, they're just hammering it nonstop.
J.D. Vance wrote an autobiography in which is misquoted as, well, not misquoted, it's a made-up story that said it was in the biography that said that he would put a rubber glove in a couch and bang the couch. And now the story is floating around that Walls would drink horse semen for some reason.
This is what we're focusing. This is modern day politics.
This is the best times of our lives right now.
It is insane. Yeah. It's the greatest show on earth.
Yeah.
Also, the entire global economy is collapsing.
But you know, you only have to say something like three times before everybody starts believing
100%,
it. 100%. Somebody in Belarus right now is like, next pheasant of the United States suck of the horse semen. You know? I don't know. I just think it's so ridiculous.
And they were like, oh my gosh, we got to come up with something quick.
The vice president fight is worse than two shock jocks fighting each other.
It's
making
insane.
Up stories about each other.
Yeah. And meanwhile, we're all the ones that are losing. Look at these clowns.
Exactly. But I'm super excited for the presidential debates, because if the vice presidents are going at it like this, that means once they get together.
Trump says his strategy has not changed. I totally disagree with that.
He's white now. Did you see that?
Yeah.
When it was Biden, he was like calm, collected, let Biden just fly the plane to the side of the mountain. Now he's gone. Trump's gone back to the greatest hits. Now he's off the cuff. Now there's horse semen. Now there's all these crazy things. Like, he is totally going back to like standard Trump first hit album.
But that's what got him there.
Yeah.
So.
These are concerns, dude.
Some would argue that's also what got him out of there.
There's got to be a vice presidential debate.
Yeah,
I hope so.
They're saying that Walls says he's very excited to take on J.D. Vance.
I don't know anything about J.D. Vance other than the fact that he didn't like Trump, and he said a lot of crazy things about Trump in the beginning, compared him to Hitler and all that, and I never heard of Walls until they picked him. So I'm just being honest about it. I'm not going to sit here and try and be like, well, I've wanted research these two fellows.
I only saw Walls recently because, obviously, I'm assuming because he was in contention for VP, he started showing up on all the talk shows.
Yeah.
So have you heard about the stolen valor stuff with him? What they're saying, the rumors are about that. So he served and then he retired and then his platoon was deployed or whatever. But he had retired before that.
He already put his resignation in before.
So there's that thing. But then the other thing is his bio, which they have now changed with Kamala Harris, said that he was there for Operation Enduring Freedom, which was only in Iraq. And I saw a thing with a military veteran who was talking to his people about that. He said that's misleading because he was, I think, stationed over in Italy. And he goes, if you're saying that you were with Operation Enduring Freedom, that is specifically Iraq. And he said, could you see where that's misleading? And they're like, yeah, we understand that. And he goes, really, technically, that's stolen valor, and he could be put in jail for that.
Well, they're trying to hammer him hard on because of the fact that he said that he knows what it's like to have a weapon of war in his hands and be in combat, and he never was in combat. Yeah,
look,
yeah,
he still served. Yeah. But let's not exaggerate.
Yeah.
But the problem is the way that they worded it, and it could be misconstrued. Yeah,
they're pushing heavy on trying to get that out there.
So we're saying horse semen, not true, did serve in, but not enduring freedom.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, I got to get all these facts straight.
I knew it was going to be bad because yesterday on social media, every influencer that I follow that's a veteran, like that was a Navy SEAL or Special Forces, we're all dragging Walls through the mud.
Yeah.
Well, that's not good.
Well, that's a big thing. That's a big deal, especially, I mean, none of us were military, but I mean, if you're military and you serve in a war zone or do something like that, that's a lot different, even though, you know, people who go into the military, you know, my father was stationed in Pittsburgh during the Korean War, but he was still in the military. He's also not saying that he was fighting, you know.
Let me put it in ways you might understand Spanish. It's similar to you and I and Galvin and everybody else on the show being in radio for 20 years and then some douchebag in his apartment with a cassette recorder tries to do a podcast where only him and his mother are listening to it, and he's like, I've got an award-winning radio show. That's stolen valor.
Same.
That's stolen valor.
Well, I'm in radio, too.
Yeah, you're not in radio. That's you recorded yourself in the kitchen.
Team USA. 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 Held on to the gold medal lead at the Olympics yesterday, but ended the day only leading China by one. So we'll see if we can hang on through the final weekend.
China.
The last time we didn't finish first in golds was at the Summer Games. During the Summer Games was in 2008 when China topped us by 12 medals. But the total medal count, we have 103. China has 73. So total medal count, we're crushing them, but we're only leading them by a little bit in the gold.
Remember Rocky IV when Rocky went over in Russia and fought Drago? At the end, he was like, if we can get in here, we could like each other, then everybody could like each other. And then everybody started clapping, all the Russian people, and then fake Gorbachev was forced to clap too. And then you realized those Russian people don't really hate us. They've just been told to hate us. I think the most loving people are the Chinese. Outside of the Chinese government, I think the Chinese people care the least about fighting with anybody.
Yeah.
They just want to do their own origami and eat some noodles and leave me alone.
On Reddit, one of my favorite things is American tourists that come back from China, and they're like real far right leaning tourists.
Yeah.
And they'll come back thinking it was going to be like this dystopian, you know, terrible communist place. And there are some parts about it, but they all say the same thing. They'll say every citizen, Chinese citizen that they run into, super sweet, nice, give them, you know, give them free food.
Well, I mean, in the reverse, we've given them a town in every major city we have. You go to New York, it's a Chinatown. You go to San Francisco, it's a Chinatown.
That's very true.
You give your own little neighborhoods.
Yeah, they got their own towns and their own state.
I mean, you're welcome stations to live anywhere.
Yeah.
But we give you a town.
Yeah. Did you see the Chinese gymnast that the other two girls on the podium bit their medal, and she didn't know what the hell was going on?
And she looks like
so
confused.
The photographer a lot of times will be like, hey, bite the medal. You know, that's a thing that they do, whatever. So they'll bite the medal, whatever. And she looks over and she smiles and she goes, and she like kind of points it to her mouth. She's like, I don't know what's going on, but they're doing it, so I'm going to do it. Yeah. But it was funny. She's like, I don't know, 15 years old or something. Yeah, 16.
No one wants to eat the medal.
Speaking of the Olympics, has anybody seen the non-binary Team USA athlete that wears a mask, sunglasses, and green and purple hair during the Olympic performance?
I've not seen the hair because of the mask.
Well, this person has green and purple hair, and it's wearing the mask and the whole thing. Well, apparently one of the commentators misgendered this person.
Well, is it it's a non-binary, so what do you say? They?
They.
Yeah.
But does it matter if it's a man or a woman? Is it a men versus women?
That I don't know. Well, the person also has nails and
so
stuff. Go ahead, Carmen.
I was going to say, they are competing in the female category.
Okay.
They're competing against other females.
Is it a big leap to say her then? You know what I mean?
It shouldn't be, but because it's probably on the paper that they are non-binary.
Here it is, and I'm on TV. Take a listen. Here we go.
Is timing her run into these championships to good effect? The colorful character of Raven Saunders back. Good to see her back. Sort of to see her, I mean.
Well, we can't see them very well. Raven Saunders is actually non-binary. And wearing the mask there, we're quite used to seeing them with interesting attire.
It's hard for a commentator to talk about things that they've never done before. You're dealing with a person competing in the women's category, but wants to refer to herself as non-binary. That's confusing to a person who's not doing that on a regular basis. Well, I don't think that they were being disrespectful.
No, and he's an awful person for saying it's good to see her back.
You know what I mean?
Right. Like, let's kill this guy.
I don't understand.
I think
that
it
at
sounds
all
like an innocent mistake.
Yeah.
Also, we positive that's a woman,
and she corrects it right away. So what's the big deal?
Because it's a big deal. Because we have to jump through hoops to figure everything out.
But she's the size of not she. Oh, she's fat.
They.
You can call her whatever you want. If she's in the women's category,
strong.
I'm calling her. She is she?
Yeah, literally.
They call her a Hulk.
You know
the
what she
whole
is?
Sport that she's doing is based on your strength.
You know what she is? She's brave.
Yeah.
She's brave.
I'm sorry. I keep saying she.
Brave.
It's Brave.
It's Brave. Is it not It's though? You know,
they Brave.
I saw one of the ladies is leaving Saturday Night Live. And it said they are leaving, and I go, "Well, who else is going?" Like, it's very confusing. Yeah. I'm not even mocking it. I just
you can't have they be a group our entire life and now assign it to one person,
right?
Wouldn't it be more respectful to come up with a new term?
Yes. Absolutely.
I have no problem referring to somebody as whatever they want to be called, but to say they is confusing.
Because don't they have Zim or Z or whatever?
Yeah, like all kinds of
they're making up.
I like the way that sounds.
Yeah,
Zims be out of Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Zim zim zidi, zimbidi zoo da, zimbidi's out. Oh, we could deliver the news in a whole different way.
This is why the laws, though, this is why they're having such a hard time writing laws now, is because, you know, you need to have exact verbiage, and if you don't have the right pronouns, the laws won't apply. It's all kinds of,
well,
you know.
Remember whenever Caitlyn Jenner killed the person in the car accident thing, whatever, and then we were like, well, was that Caitlyn Jenner or was that Bruce Jenner, like at what point, whatever, like is Caitlyn Jenner?
Bruce is wanted from the law. By the law.
Is Caitlyn Jenner an Olympic athlete or was that Bruce?
That was Bruce.
Damn, Bruce.
But also, if Caitlyn Jenner goes to jail over that car accident, do they go to female jail or
can
male
I,
jail?
Can I give you the normal answer to that?
Yeah.
She have a wiener?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't think she's had the surgery. She's
male jail. Not.
But here's the thing is they were putting a lot of people that identified as female in with the females and the rapes went through the roof.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. I mean, I as the commissioner of common sense, I will tell you, I will give me a situation. I will give you the answer. Caitlyn Jenner has a penis. She is still therefore biologically a male. She goes to a male prison.
But then do we also go kind of like how they do for the Olympics? They do like blood. So if you have like the XY or XX.
Nope.
No?
It's, nope.
But the problem with that is now you're misgendering because if you say you're a female, you're a female.
Yeah, in normal life, it's one of the rights you get taken away from you if you become a criminal.
I like that.
Yeah, we go right down to the common science of it all. It's one of the rights that you lose as a criminal.
So what is, you're not a criminal and you want to use a woman's bathroom?
If you are a woman, so if you're...
If you identify as a woman, you're a woman.
Yeah,
them's the rules.
But also, if you've so back to the jail? What if you've had the surgery?
If you had the surgery and you no longer have a penis, you go to a ladies' jail. You're now a woman.
You're still whooping everybody's ass.
Yep. Right, you're still stronger. Yeah. You still have that, like.
And listen, you don't need a penis to rape somebody.
Right.
No, but there's also strong, tough bitches in jail now. That's just how it goes.
Good luck.
Yeah. Oh, look, I be the queen. If I have to go to jail for life and they're like, hey, we might have to cut it off and we'll send you a ladies' jail, I'd be like, all right, take it.
Cut it.
Snip it. Smack it up, flip it, reverse it.
Right.
Yeah, I'll go in. I'll go in and rule that lady's prison.
That's the thing, yeah.
I'll beat all them bitches up in the yard. I might even start playing basketball.
Carmen,
come on, ladies.
Carmen, I know you do a lot of different stuff. You, shave your face to exfoliate. you do, right?
Yeah, I do. Keep going.
You have the mask that Mike got you that has the infrared stuff, all kind of different things. Do you have any of those rollers that you do on your face? Or
no, because those are very hard to keep sterile, and a lot of people don't clean them correctly, so those are actually better.
It's interesting that you would bring up sterile, keeping stuff sterile. Gio is going to point out you had your...
You do the bag things on the eyes?
Yeah.
I need those.
Whenever you're walking the other day.
It won't help.
There is a woman on TikTok who is showcasing a skincare hack that reverses aging.
Horse semen?
Worse.
Oh.
Kinking her face in her own poop.
Ah! Yeah.
No.
Experts say you should not do this because feces can contain bacteria and parasites. I'm going to call
BS.
Yes. Because I will show you a video of her putting it on.
Oh, no, come on.
Yep, look at it.
Nope.
There is her poop in the little container.
Nope.
And I'm telling you right now,
no.
Listen, she puts it on her face. She's not even gagging. She's not even gagging.
She's
that's
fake.
Those are like melted. That's like melted chocolate.
Chocolate mousse or something. Yeah, that's completely fake.
Send that to my personal email. Further reason.
That is completely fake. There's no way you're smearing that on your face and not going.
Yeah,
even if it's yours.
Yeah.
People literally do anything to go viral.
Is she any better than Hawktua? I mean, it's the same thing.
By the way, I saw another video of another girl who was, you know, wherever that is, Nashville or who knows, outside a bar somewhere. And she came up and the guy's like talking to the one girl and she's like, you gotta take two of them and wooga wooga wooga. So I know they're just making up stuff now. Yeah. And it's so dumb.
I heard the Pac-Man. Have you heard that?
Oh no.
Another one.
Yeah.
I saw some interviews of Hawktua girl and she doesn't seem that bad.
No, it's the machine around her that's terrible. She seems like a nice kid.
She's very much aware of how ridiculous it is that she's become famous overnight, it seems like.
So whether it's her team or whatever, but you know how on Twitter just stuff will show up even if you're not following them. And I'm like, I don't understand this. They put out a picture of her getting out of a Cybertruck with fire behind it. And it goes, here you go. Make your memes. And it's like, you know what I did? I blocked her. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that anymore.
Her fault.
I'm Team Hawktua.
It is her fault.
Yeah, it's not.
It is.
She didn't do anything. She said something stupid and funny when she was
drunk.
But
she's trying. She's trying too hard now. She's like, I want to be famous.
But she's not. She's making the money. People are offering her money to come on their podcast. Why would you turn down money? She used to work in like a factory. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm not mad at her either.
Yeah, she's finally out of the factory, and she gets to travel around the country.
It's weird that podcasters pay these people to come on the show. I came across a podcast with a woman, a retractive woman, who her podcast is about how she used to be in jail. She did a hard time in jail. I think she was addicted to drugs or whatever. And she tells these stories, and I'm like, she'd be an interesting guest. And I reached out to her people, and I said, hey, I do a radio show. I'd like to have her on the show. And they were like, okay, well, she's got a, I don't know what kind of budget you have, but she charges for appearances. I was like, this isn't a podcast. I'm trying to promote this woman's.
They're all doing it now. I'd
rather not talk to anybody. Yeah.
But that's also because when they go on these podcasts, the podcast gets more views. More views translate into more money.
More subscribers.
So therefore, the person is like, I'm going to get a cut out of the audience I'm going to bring to you.
The idea is she comes on our show. Right. None of our audience and 2 million people that are listening to the show know who this woman is. I turn at least 10,000 of them into subscribers for her. That's money for her. That's the smart way to do business. If you think I'm paying you to go, what is the benefit to me to pay you to come on the show? I'm already the number one show. I'm not going to be more number one because this lady came on. So it just doesn't make sense. The smart move in the PR department is to say, yes, please talk about her as much as you can and make sure you plug her website.
Yeah.
Right. That's it. But think about Joe Rogan is not paying people to come on his podcast because
I don't know.
Because he's the number one podcaster. You know what I mean? He has the biggest podcast. So he's not paying because it doesn't help him. It helps the person who comes on. So they know the benefit. These people don't understand. Like, they don't look at it that way.
Right. That's the thing. And they're sad because what's going to happen is that now I don't care about that woman anymore. Right. I never talked about her. I never promoted her. And she just goes away. And they missed out on that.
Right.
And depending on who you get, it'll push that into the algorithm of the YouTube or whatever you're trying to get, which is going to in tune. Like, see, if you paid someone $5,000, but you made $50,000 on the video.
Sure.
It makes sense.
Patrick Bette Davis, who Rob works for now, who does his podcast, he pays his guests to come on the show.
Yeah.
But when they had Antonio Brown on and they paid him $25,000, but then they made $100,000 on the views. That's a smart business model.
Yeah.
We're not in that business. We're not trying to monetize our social media. We already have a job. So our job is to entertain people and we get paid a salary no matter what happens there. Yeah. And it's based on ratings performance, not based on clicks and views.
We already have the audience. Where that you're trying to build the audience.
Right. It's a good business model if that's your sole source of income, you know. I will tell you that Bert has the same sort of process for what Something's Burning. When Bobby and I did Something's Burning, we got paid for that, but Bert will make up the in clicks, he makes up the money for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, I'm not taking any money for this to do this thing. And then he's like, no, there's a budget and there's a thing and it'll get so many hits, it'll make pay for itself and this, that, and the other. I was like, okay.
But even like Tonight Show, they get paid to go on the Tonight Show.
They get scale.
It's a little bit of, you know, a couple $100s or maybe, I don't know what it is now, whatever, but, you know, it's not a lot of money, but because they're appearing on there, they pay them. It's not like they're going on there to get that money.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just you're on TV, so you have to get paid because that's the legal department.
I think it pays for their gas, basically.
It seems like it's when these guests are asking to get paid, it's starting to shift to you need me more than I need you.
Yeah. Well, that's what
because
I wrote back.
So many podcasts.
I wrote back to that lady and I said, "This is not a podcast. This is a number one radio show. Yeah. We do not pay for guests, but thank you." You know, I wasn't mean to her. I get it. She's trying to help her client, but
I hope she goes back to prison.
No!
And mark my words, you guys will hate the Hawk Tour girl. She'll do something and you'll turn on her.
So far,
I don't. I just don't care about her. But do you know if they said to me? Maybe I shouldn't. I was like, if they said to me, she's at the airport, you just have to Uber over here. I'd be like, no, thanks. Maybe I would Uber over here right now. But if they said to me, hey, we can get you the Hawk Tour girl for $100. I'd be like, no, it's just the point. Why would I pay the money to talk to a girl, talk about spitting on D's?
A sexual health organization over in Australia is apologizing after accidentally giving college students lubricated ultrasound probe covers instead of condoms.
Oh my.
They bought a bunch of them and the packaging looks very similar because it goes over the ultrasound thing. Yeah. And they said,
how inadequate do you feel?
Oh my God.
When you
God.
Put it on, you're like, I feel like this should fit me tighter.
Well, either way, you're getting probed.
Isn't an XL.
Geo.
Yes.
Two worlds collide, and I think you're going to like it. Dunkin' just debuted a new canned pumpkin spice latte that contains booze. It is 6% alcohol. I think we talked about this a while ago that it was coming. So it's a little stronger than an average beer. A four pack will hit stores in 27 states later this month. Four packs.
The pumpkin is new because I have seen the Dunkin' spiked coffees.
Oh yeah,
at my Winn-Dixie.
What are they spiking them with?
Whatever they're putting in the seltzers. Is the same.
That's just vodka, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, it's not. Some of them are vodka, but like I know, like White Claw, it's not vodka. High Noons are specifically vodka. They say what it is, but if it's something else, like the White Claw or something, it's like a malt liquor or something. It's not. Yeah.
You said what? 6%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah, talk to me at 8. Yeah. Typically, I don't dabble with anything below 7%. Yeah. But I mean,
you drink 3 of them.
Yeah. But regular beer is what? 5.5.
Yeah.
Yeah. 4 to 5. Yeah.
A nice IPA is like 9%.
Yeah.
Which is kind of where my threshold is at.
Canadian beer.
Yeah. Anything below 7%, you're wasting my time. Yeah.
You had a Beta Victory, the 20%.
Yeah.
20. Man. So nothing below 7% and no jackpots below 500 million.
Basically,
Gio's got his limits.
Yeah. Don't waste my time with your 6%. Beverage.
I like your boundaries.
Carmen, I think you'll like this. Giant Pop-Tarts the size of a big screen TV went on sale this week immediately sold out.
Yes.
Yeah. They only made 15 of them and only sold them in LA, Chicago, and New York. It sounds like they'll make another round of them, but here is look at the girl's hand to scale. There's her hand right there.
That's awesome.
See how big this thing is?
One of the influencers I follow got one. They like mailed her one. It looked amazing.
Yeah,
that's hilarious. Anybody see the Pop-Tart commercial where a girl is eating a Pop-Tart and she gets on the school bus and she turns and everybody on the bus turns into Pop-Tarts?
No.
Then she looks at the driver and the driver becomes a Pop-Tart and then she backs off the bus. I looked at my wife and I go, who pitched that? And then she gets on the bus and she looks and everybody on the bus is a Pop-Tart. And then the driver turns into a Pop-Tart. And then she walks off the bus. I'm like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
There are so, like, I think we should really go into creating commercials because there are so many commercials I go, how is that on TV?
Yeah.
It's so bad.
Like, what is the point of, then everybody on the bus turns into a Pop-Tart.
The best thing of that is on Friends when Chandler decides to go into advertising and he just starts doing it for everything and he's like, socks for when your feet are cold. But he just does like a bunch of dumb ones like that, you know? He's like, it's so easy. I'm funny. I could be in advertising.
Yeah, way better than the Pop-Tart commercial, I'll tell you that.
So you got the giant Pop-Tarts. Today,
what?
How do you heat it up?
Yeah, is there a giant toaster?
Yeah.
No.
I don't think you do. I think
a flamethrower.
You need Pop-Tarts. You don't need to heat them up.
Really? Yeah.
You've never had a cold Pop-Tart?
It's like hot dogs.
Yeah.
You don't have to cook a hot dog.
I've had it cold. I mean, hot dogs are delicious cold. But Pop-Tarts, I do not like cold.
I wish Spanish would get the Pop-Tarts he brought the other day.
The big gay Pop-Tarts. Yeah.
What? Hot dog cold?
Yeah.
Hot dog cold is bologna.
Hot dog
cold. You don't like bologna either.
Yeah, but you just don't like it. I'm saying that.
Hot dog hot, it's already, fine. Hot dog cold, gross.
It's already cooked, though.
Yeah, no.
You guys should just eat cold hot dogs at Sad Weirdos. during the show.
That's not a sad weirdo thing.
Just put
thing.
It in your mouth where you talk.
That's not a sad weirdo thing. That's
it totally is.
I'm loving life.
Just eating a cold hot dog with no bun.
I just got a 6-pack of Nathan's, and I'm eating them right out the package.
Get those glizzies.
Yeah.
Have you never eaten a cold hot dog?
I have, but they're not great.
Yeah, I mean, you know. Yeah,
when I was a kid, yeah.
It's baloney. It's the same thing.
I would not do it as an adult.
Today is National Book Lovers Day.
Yep, I knew that.
Lovers of books. Lovers of books. Tomorrow, National Bowling Day.
Woo!
Yeah. When was the last time you went bowling? I think the last time I went bowling was for Drew's thing.
We went to the Mike Evans bowling tournament last year.
Yeah.
Back to the books thing. I love books.
Yeah.
Buying them. Not reading them.
Exactly.
Not reading them. I get them and I'm like, I'm going to look at this. Never even open it.
I just started reading again this year and I forgot how annoying and fun it is at the same time.
I'm a Stupid Knight book go?
It was good. The Knight book was good.
What was it called?
Remember? I'm a Stupid Knight.
A Knight in Rusty Armor.
Yeah.
Was that the book you were reading in between the breaks?
Yeah, that one in The Alchemist I was reading.
Mom the Tree Man gave it to him.
Yeah, they're great. They're both great books. But,
oh, and you just stopped reading?
No, I just stopped reading in here because every time I would take a book out during the break, everyone would make fun of me. So
It's not the appropriate time to read books.
Yeah. You did it one time so we would see you reading.
I didn't do it. Jesus
Christ. A changed man, he reads. Yeah.
Man. You never read a book in here. You never read a book in here before.
I don't recall ever seeing you with a book.
Then you went through your thing, your life changed, you were turning into a butterfly, and you just one day you read a book, and you thought we weren't going to say, what are you doing?
Yeah, you know what?
If I came in here with those sticks,
I just during the break, you went in the corner and started doing
it. So you're saying that nobody would go, hey, what's with the sticks?
If during the breaks, I pulled out a tub of margarine and started making the closing counters didn't think somebody would say something?
I agree. I could see how reading silently is the same as playing with sticks or playing with margarine.
It's a hobby.
It's a notice me thing.
That you didn't do before that you're doing now. I love that he's right and we're wrong.
Everybody else in the room is telling you that's... You're all telling me what my intentions are. That's bananas.
Right, you should understand. You don't want you're lying to yourself.
I don't think you knew what your intentions were.
Yeah, I just don't want to argue. Like,
it was the same with your Tampa Bay Lightning shirt yesterday.
Sure, yeah, yes, yes.
I feel like we should all find hobbies during the break.
I bought a model airplane. I'm going to start building that during the break.
I would like to work on a puzzle.
My hobby used to be napping during the breaks, but I don't really do that much.
I'm actually going to start doing bird calls.
If you start attracting birds.
Oh, I'm sorry, Carmen.
You can't take my thing.
What's a good commercial break hobby?
Yeah.
We don't see Carmen. Maybe she's got a commercial break hobby.
Yeah, I run to make coffee and go to the bathroom in under 5 minutes.
Burritos.
Yeah.
Who do you think poops more on the show, you or Spanish?
Oh, Spanish.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm one and done.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And because I get up and walk in the morning now.
Yeah, loosen it up.
Well, it's usually at home now, which is nice.
Yeah, but it's nice for everybody.
Home court advantage.
But because if I don't and then I come here, then I'm like running around like a chicken in the morning trying to get fit everything
in. Brave chicken.
Yeah. Bravest. You know what?
The brave chicken.
I am brave.
It's very brave.
I read
brave
that
chicken.
Book one.
The
one
brave
time.
Chicken. Yeah.
I didn't read it again.
He read it during the break the other day.
It was interesting.
Nobody gave him a hard time though.
Yeah. I mean, we don't know what Joe does, so if he's reading, it's fine. At least he's doing something.
Joe's got a lot of hobbies going on during the break.
I do. The dog. I enjoy the dogs. I'm going to call that a hobby.
I have to tell you though, I find it funny that Galvin's right that we all agree and you're in denial about your.
I don't know what to say anymore because
you can say whatever you want.
Yeah, I don't. My intention wasn't to be noticed.
What was the intention? Just to read.
Just to read. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah.
Did you ever think to yourself maybe that's not the most appropriate thing to do while you're at work?
I mean, it's either that or play on my phone. You know what I mean? Like the
at least
rest
when
of
you
us.
Play on your phone, it gives you the impression that you're working on something. This thing, you're just taking a break, just reading a book.
All right.
I'm just asking. I don't care.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't touched a book in here since.
I got plenty of books if you need to borrow a book.
Yeah, I acquiesced. I didn't do it.
Interesting. I got a book. It's called How Much Half and Half Can You Steal From My House?
I didn't steal the half and half. You and your wife on two separate occasions said I could use it.
A good mystery thriller.
Yeah.
Two times. Not every day. Two times on two occasions and said you could use it.
But you both ended by saying you could use as much as you want. Don't worry.
When you borrowed my Mercedes, did you fill it up?
Yes.
So you borrow the half and half. Do you bring a new one in when it's
empty? I didn't know it was done. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. I will get you.
No.
There's so much half and half.
Nobody wants it now. We already got a new one.
All right.
I could bring you some of Ian's butter if you like.
No, I'm good. I'm good. Thank
water?
You didn't anything? Give Ian his butter back?
Yes, actually, I did. I gave him a giant tub.
He's just greasing down the fat chicks.
Whoa.
He's greasing down all the fat chicks at the Dignitary Club.
Maybe. Some sad news. Legendary golfer Chichi Rodriguez passed away.
Oh. Did anybody see that?
Yeah.
I just assumed he'd been dead a long time.
Yeah. Right? That's whenever I saw it. He was 88 years old. So long, good life for Chichi.
I thought he was way older. He looks older. He looks like an old leather bag. And Chichi famous for the swords.
putting it away whenever he scores and does that. Any points for Chichi? Does anybody know?
I don't believe
any
I have
for Chichi Rodriguez?
No.
I don't think famous. I don't, oh,
you get extra
very
points
famous.
If you have played at the Chichi Rodriguez golf course in downtown Clearwater.
Do you think your BS coach is more famous than Chichi Rodriguez?
I would say they're comparable.
You're insane.
Listen, Chichi Rodriguez has been famous my entire life.
Just so you know, everybody thinks you guys are wrong.
Not everybody.
Which is the truth.
You're just like Spanish.
Yeah. You're just like Spanish. You're not listening to the room.
Go read a book.
Why don't you go get a book?
You guys are doing it to spite me because it's your little ha-ha
The biography of Mike Martin by Gio.
It'll be so funny if we just pretend we don't know this person's on the internet and famous.
Oh, he is on the internet and he is a famous coach, just not a celebrity.
Your facade has been exposed to the world.
Listen, Chichi Rodriguez died. Show some respect.
Yeah. I'll see you at the Sad Weirdos on Saturday.
I'll see you at the book club.
Three suspects.
You guys eat some cold hot dogs together.
Three suspects have been detained in the terrorist plot to bomb a Taylor Swift show in Vienna. Their ages 19, 17, and 15.
Damn.
They couldn't get tickets.
Yeah. They're not sure what their heritage is. They could be Turkish. They could be Croatian. They could be North Macedonian.
Did you see people are getting pissed off and saying that Taylor Swift should pay for their tickets because they spent like $2,000-$3,000?
So this is what I think. Those people who paid for those tickets should go to the show and deal with the North Macedonians. Yeah. And let them Taylor Swift will give you your money back after you're blown to pieces.
They should go
to
the show's right in here, and when they go through the door, just boom.
Yeah.
There
you go. Enjoy.
But they get their money back for their tickets, right?
Well, they're saying like they had spent money on hotels and travel and all this stuff.
Stuff happens. That's why they have the insurance for the tickets in case something happens. And you know
they want Taylor Swift to pay for it.
Yeah, I'm sure she will.
You can have your ticket, but you can have your ticket price back, but she's not going to pay for your hotel and stuff.
This is interesting with all the different cameos and different people that showed up in Deadpool and Wolverine. You know who is considered for a cameo in there?
Chichi Rodriguez?
No. Too famous. Nicolas Cage's Ghost Rider.
Oh, yeah. I did hear that.
That was considered for a cameo in Deadpool and Wolverine.
That's a horrible movie.
It's a horrible movie. It's a horrible character, and they keep trying to... I read that they're remaking it again.
I like Ghost Rider. The character's cool.
The movie was bad. There's a dead skeleton
on fire that drives a motorcycle.
Oh, yeah, it's on fire.
When he teams up with Spider-Man and stuff, it was awesome.
Yeah, there's some good stuff.
Yeah.
We talked about this show a little bit earlier. Will there be a fourth season of Ted Lasso?
I hope so.
Well, I thought Ted Lasso was done. I didn't know it is done.
It ends pretty well. It's a good ending to the show.
Well, they say everyone's waiting for Jason Sudeikis to decide. I think he decided quite some time ago and ended the show. But
I love that show. I would not, as much as I would love a fourth season, I think it would ruin.
Would I like that show?
Yeah, maybe, I think.
I mean, I'm not so hard. I'm pretty soft. I know it's a soft show.
It's very funny. Sudeikis is very funny in the show. I think it's heavy, though.
There's like some real heavy themes. It's good.
Quarterback Nick Foles will retire as a Philadelphia Eagle after the first game of the season. He won a Super Bowl with the Eagles back in 2018. So he's going to retire as an Eagle.
Man, that must be nice to retire young, millionaire and have a Super Bowl ring.
Yeah.
Like, that's just got to be a great feeling.
So have you been watching any of the Hard Knocks? They have the Giants thing, whatever, but then in season with the Bears, and then they're going to have the AFC North, whatever, but in season with the Bears, the first episode was on, and one of the guys during practice goes in and signs his $100 million contract.
What?
That's got to be amazing.
And comes walking back out, and they're like, what happened? And then he gives like the signature thing, whatever. And he goes, oh, man, yeah. And he goes, yeah.
When Tristan Wirfs signed his contract, it showed him going out to the practice field, and all the players are coming up to him and stuff. And they were saying, like, now, you know, now Tristan's buying dinner everywhere we go because.
Yeah. But I text him and I said, yo, can I hold 20 bucks?
He's the highest paid guy on the team now.
It's great because Liev Schreiber, doing the voiceover and stuff, he goes, no big deal, just a mid practice $100 million deal. And he signed it. It's like, ugh.
It's got to be insane when you're 25 years old, 24 years old, and you just realize you encountered generational wealth.
Well, and he said that. He said, whenever he went back out there, he goes, that really makes it so I don't have anything to complain about or worry about. He goes, that takes a lot of weight off your shoulders.
I think it adds more weight because now you have something to live up to.
Right. But he goes, I'll still complain. Yeah. He goes, I'll still complain.
They all fight for that second contract, man, because that's the big payday usually.
You know what's so funny is that puts all the weight on your shoulders and all this stuff. Like, literally, he signed it and the one guy like shook his hand and he kind of looked the other way when he was shaking the guy's hand. Like, if I signed a $100 million contract, I would go, thank you so much for having the belief in me to do this. And I will not let you down. I will do everything I can possibly do on that field. He was like, thanks.
Yeah, because I think that's more symbolic. They probably shook hands 50 times before that.
Still, the cameras are there. I'm letting the cameras know. I'm grabbing the camera. I'm going to say, hey, Bears fans.
Plus, the way Jason Light treated me that one time at the game, Tristan Wirfs should treat him badly.
He didn't give you $100 million. He didn't give you $100 million.
Jason Light is killing it. He's a superstar.
He's the greatest general manager. He's the greatest manipulator. He's putting together a stellar team.
Yeah.
Made me feel worse than nobody has ever made
anybody
me feel.
In town?
I have never been dressed down harder than when Jason Light ignored me at the game.
I see Jason Light and Titus O'Neil talking to each other all the time.
Titus O'Neil. Yeah. Titus O'Neil. What did we say he was? The king of Tampa Bay?
Yeah.
Well, what do you expect? He's the king of Tampa Bay. And me, I'm a guy who once met Titus.
Yep.
John Lynch. I saw a thing the other day with John Lynch and the
John Lynch would say hi to me
and the coach of the 49ers. And, you know, there's a big thing right now about Brandon Ayuk and whether he's going to go to Steelers possibly and, you know, Patriots and this and that, whatever, blah. And I saw this press conference and John Lynch goes, we couldn't get a deal. He's worried more about money than he is Super Bowls and all this stuff. And I'm like, I can't believe this guy's saying it. And then the coach goes, hey, John, we're in a press conference. And I go, oh, it's AI. It was one of the AI things. Really? But when I first started watching, I go, I can't believe he's saying this.
So that's a specific account on Instagram. They did the ones with Caitlin Clark. Yeah. She's like, oh, yeah. Angel Reese, she's such a bitch. Like, she knows she's not as good as me. And it's so
good.
Unbelievable.
It's I saw it too. Yeah. But until the other guy, I think he said we're in the middle of an effing press conference. And I go, oh, it's AI. But first, I was like, whoa, I can't believe he's saying that.
And the lips match perfectly. It's very
deceiving. Isn't it weird to think John Lynch, general manager, and successful general manager?
Yeah.
Because he was such a good football player. You expect those guys to be lunkheads, you know, just all football. But yeah, went right into general manager position.
It's also weird that I remember John Lynch being drafted by the Bucks, and now he's like a general manager. Yeah. Like, I've seen the entirety of his whole career. I'm that old.
The nicest guys you'll ever meet.
Yeah.
One of the most genuine nice guys,
And look successful.
Oh, he's so handsome.
Yeah, like you look at him and you go, this guy just success, whatever he does. Handsome, like on the field, off the field, whatever he's doing, he seems like he's successful for sure. And then finally in news, it's been a while. I got some new music for you guys.
Been a while.
Been a while.
That's not the song. That's not the song. We're not doing that song. It's been a little while since we've had some new music on here, but I do have some new music for you. You do know this person, and this person is involved in music, but I believe this is their first album that is coming out.
Sure.
That cancels out Roland Mizell because he's an accomplished.
Yes.
He's a couple albums deep.
Of course, yes. Carmen's going to play the music. Take a guess whenever you think you know what it is. Here we go. New music on the Mike Kelta Show. Hit it. Carmen, you were supposed to start at 39 seconds.
Oh, I thought it said 10 seconds. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Idiot.
Al Jarreau.
Here we go.
It is not Al Jarreau.
39?
Yeah.
Here we go. Don't know what to tell you, baby, I never knew. Not trying to make you jealous, but it looks so good on you. Been stuck on elevators and airports and empty rooms. Been stuck here waiting for you. For crying out loud, I'm calling you. I'll give you a hint. What is it? I'll give you a hint.
He's normally known for working with his very famous sister.
Phineas?
This is Phineas.
No way.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Not bad.
Very kind of middle of the road.
Yeah, I would imagine it was going to be a time where this kid was like, all right, I'm doing all the work here.
Yeah.
You
know, this is Billie Eilish's brother, Phineas, who makes his own music. That's his new track, For Crying Out Loud. It's the title track off his new album, which will be out on October 4th.
All right.
Catch a tune.
Wasn't so bad.
Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah. There you go. That is it for news.
All right, Galvin, thank you. I must take a break, and when we come back from break, I've got not only tickets to give away, but I've got front row tickets to give away to see Slash and his Serpent Festival, a big festival of blues music, which is happening at the BakeCare Sound tomorrow night. I have front row tickets. We will give those away next on 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to The Mike Calta Show. Now, a bone traffic update from the Farrah and Farrah Personal Injury Attorneys Traffic Center.
Amber Silver.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.